Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with LearnVisualStudio.net. You'll recall from the previous lesson that we talked about the app view state enumeration. There are four possible values. There was full screen landscape and full screen portrait, and we saw how to modify the grid app template to accommodate for the full screen portrait, so that our app looks good when somebody rotates the tablet. And then also there's two other states. There's filled and snapped. And so I think the easiest way to, if you're not already familiar with these features of Windows 8, the easiest way to demo this is to actually run the app as it currently stands in our simulator. And so let's go to our Contoso cookbook. And what we can do is let's see, let me load up another app here at the same time. Let's go for the weather. So now that I had the Contoso cookbook running and then I went into the weather app, I should be able to put my cursor in the upper left-hand corner and it should show me all apps that are currently in a suspended state. All right, we'll talk more about that a little bit later. But now, assuming that I have the correct resolution, which I believe is 13 something by 7 something. It says it in the lab. I forget the exact dimensions. You'd be able to do something like this. So you can use your finger, your mouse, hover in that upper left-hand corner, and then pull down. Do it again. Pull down. There we go. And you can see now we've made a little space off to the left-hand side. We can also put it on the right-hand side. But we can drag this and then drop it. And now we are in snapped mode for our app. The weather app is in filled mode, and we can change between the two modes by merely taking this bar with our finger or with our mouse and just moving it over like so. And so we're in filled mode now. So let's go back and start with snapped and see how our app looks in snapped mode. So by clicking on one of the cuisine types, like Chinese, we can now see the group detail page. We're missing some information from the group detail page, right? Like the image, and I believe there was a long paragraph of text. And then also, if we were to go and select one of these recipe items, we can see the preparation time, but nothing else here. So we have a little bit of work to do in that regard. Let's go to the back to the. There we go, to this page, and now let's go into filled mode. And so this looks a little bit more like what we're accustomed to seeing on the grouped items page. And so clicking now into the group detail page, this looks good. This is exactly what we would come to expect. Let's go now to an individual recipe item. And this isn't quite exactly what we would expect in filled mode. Our directions are awfully scrunched up there on the right-hand side. So we have some work to do both in snapped and in filled mode, especially on this page, the item detail page. All right, so with that in mind, we are going to work in lab number two, exercise number two, snapping. We've already taken the first task and run through it. So let's commit the rest of our time to work in task number two. And the first thing we're going to do is open up that itemdetail.css, and we're going to modify the media query for the snapped mode or snap state. All right. So let's start that process. We're going to go to our pages, item detail. And then the itemdetail.css. Let's improve the font here, and we'll scroll all the way to the bottom where the media queries are defined. All right, so I think this is the one we want with MS View State snapped. All right, and let's take a look at the instructions again here. We're going to replace the media query with the one shown here. Most of these changes are simply new styles that apply to ingredients section when the page is snapped. And so if you take a look through here, the discerning eye will notice that we're going to start adding things to different rows. So, for example, the ingredients will be in row two, and the directions, I don't see them even listed here, so maybe they won't be listed here in snap mode. So let's go ahead and copy this, and we're going to replace this whole media query with our new one. See what else we got to do here. So, merely run the app again. And let's go ahead and get this page. And now we can see the ingredients for our page, okay? And still we don't have any definition for the description or the details, the directions rather. Maybe that's a good exercise for you to do on your own to see if you really comprehend this, and you can modify that query. And I'll give you a hint, you're just gonna put it into another row. So instead of setting it to row 2, which is occupied by the ingredients, you're just gonna add some more classes to add something to row number 3. Can you figure that out? All right, so let's move on and see. I think we're pretty much at the end of this lesson. And that's all we had to do here. So in this lesson, we've really started turning the corner. Our app is looking good and it's performing well. From this point on, we're merely going to be enhancing the app's features by hooking into the Windows Runtime API to improve our users' experience. So in the next lesson, we're going to allow our users to zoom into and out of the main page and present a low-level and high-level representation of the information on that page, a feature called Semantic Zoom. I already kind of demoed that on the Windows Start page. So we're going to do something similar to that for our Contoso cookbook, and we'll see you there. Thank you.